We don't want one of those branches coming down on top of us. But just as he finished speaking, there was a great noise of wood breaking, and a big tree came crashing down through the other smaller trees and fell across the road right in front of us. I was very frightened, and I stopped immediately. But I didn't turn round or try to run away. John jumped out and quickly ran to my side.
"What can we do now, John?" said my master.
"We can't drive over the tree or get round it, sir," said John. "We'll have to go back to the crossroads and take the longer road round to the wooden bridge. It will make us late, but the horse isn't tired." It was nearly dark when we got to the wooden bridge. We could see water over the middle of it, but this often happened when the river was high. But the moment my feet touched the first part of the bridge, I was sure something was wrong, and I stopped suddenly.